Now,
the rest of the story. You know, it used to be that a Hollywood screen test would make or break you in the motion picture industry. Of course, you know the ones who made it, who became stars. But can you imagine the excitement and the electricity for those present at the screen tests of the truly great ones? The astonishment of the movie moguls who witnessed them for the first time? Betty Davis's magic moment came after much preparation and careful calculation. She had studied drama prior to her Broadway debut, but it was after a run of Summer Stock that Sam Goldwyn personally asked Betty Davis to make her screen test. Clark Gable, he didn't have her polished background, but he was just as eager to succeed in show business. He was a factory worker in an Ohio tire plant when he first yearned for success. Next few years, he spent between the Oklahoma oil fields and the New York theater. He'd pursue an acting career until his money would run out, then return to Hollywood to earn more money. When Gable first came to Hollywood, it was with local stage and not movies in mind. In fact, he had completed one such local production, was on his way to New York, when a scout from Warner Brothers discovered him and offered him a screen test. That was Clark Gable's first break into the big time. And wouldn't you love to have been there when the adorable, incredible screen test of Shirley Temple was made? In dancing classes since the age of three, she had begun her movie career making so-called baby burlesque films, hastily produced parodies of popular motion pictures. Shirley Temple earned her first $1 million before she was 10, which made her the youngest millionaire in history. Maurice Chevalier, wouldn't you like to have been there when he was discovered at his first screen test? Wow. And Brigitte Bardot? She'd been born into a wealthy family, studied at the best private schools and conservatories. But at 15, she appeared on the cover of a leading women's magazine, and that picture attracted a movie director, and he insisted she be screen tested, and she was at the age of 16. Wow. Wouldn't you like to have been there? As Chevalier. Now, he was stage established before he was screen tested, but here is the son of an English minister, made his first stage appearance in an all-boys production of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, and he played the part of Catherine. After many years as a headliner in British theater, he was invited to Hollywood to play Greta Garbo's leading man in Queen Christina. Garbo had already rejected a long list of distinguished actors, but she consented to Olivier, pending a screen test. Now, the screen test is a trial run before the cameras. It is very difficult, sometimes at least, to pinpoint the turning point in these stellar careers of the superstars, as though any one audition could be solely responsible for such phenomenal subsequent success. And yet, if there were such a turning point for Betty Davis, if there were one point in her career, or the career of Clark Gable, or Shirley Temple, or Maurice Chevalier, or Brigitte Bardot, or Sir Laurence Olivier, if there were such a magic moment, one adventure, one experience that made all of the difference in their professional lives, you certainly would not have learned of it here. Because, you see, the previously mentioned Davis and Gable and Temple and Chevalier and Bardot and Olivier all have something in common beyond their eventual grand motion picture careers. They all have in common the fact that each took a screen test, and every one of them flunked. And now you know the rest of the story.